hairy handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Nice bit of Santana on this lovely warm summery Sunday evening. Well, it is here at the Xanadu studio anyway. Don't know about where you are in the world, because we do have a lot of people listening to us online from all over the planet. Isn't it amazing? Wonders of technology. Santana with Jingo Laba. Kid Rock calls some along, followed by the one he sampled it from, Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London. And we started off with Poison and Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll. Right, I've been sent a few tunes in by up and coming bands, so we're going to give them a spin right now. We like to support new music here at Xanadu. So right now, from Kill Matriarch, which is a new band featuring the original drummer from System of a Down, we've got a track called Revolution. And we're going to follow that up with a track from Canadian band Clockwise, which will be called Boomtown. Have a listen, see what you think. If you want more information on any of these bands, bung us an email and we'll sort it for you. Kill Matriarch and then Clockwise on Xanadu.
City-dwelling refugee, well, I don't know what all the fuss is about, but it doesn't really matter, it was never in doubt. I'm selling up everything just to buy up something new. Say hi to your neighbors living 3 feet away from you. 'Cause I'm living in a boom town,
not hard to understand. Coast to coast they're lying at a CEO's command. From nationalist public radio, CNN and NBC, Big Brother spewing propaganda from the disinformation ministry. They say the economy is booming, we hear the homeless beggars' cries. They say we help poor countries, we see bombs falling from the skies. Reality doesn't exist, they're trying to say. But some of us decided there is another way. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. Someone got a transmitter, started up a station. Then the idea spread right across the nation. Like the land and water, the air must be free. So let us shout together, fuck the FCC. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. And we'll do it all together in a grassroots style, tearing down the fences throughout this whole square mile. It's the new town meeting, it's the way the news should be. The rulers call it chaos, we say it's democracy. So when you turn on the radio and you've had it with this shit, from 88 to 107 makes you wanna have a fit. When you listen to the music and it's all the same pop song, start up a pirate station, 'cause that's where you belong. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. Seize the airwaves, seize the time. 'Cause lying to the people is the real crime. When it's all owned by corporations and theirs is the only word, we will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard. We will seize the airwaves, speak freely and be heard.
That's exactly what we're doing here at Xanadu, seizing the airwaves, taking back control from the corporations who think they own them. Well, you don't. Free radio will never be stamped out. Not if I've got anything to do with it anyway. Broadcasting every Sunday on 107 MHz in the FM band, this is Xanadu, I'm Steve West, and you've got another 45 minutes of me to put up with. Will you stop clanging pans in the background?
I'm not.
I don't know, cooking dinner in the studio. How unprofessional are we?
Well, we need some more calagas for the...
We need some more calagas for the stove. Yeah. Oh dear. Oh well, never mind. Right, I better tell you what you've just been listening to. David Arovics with Seize the Airwaves. I hope you were listening to the words of that one, folks. And before that, Canadian band Clockwise, a track called Boomtown from them. And we started off with Kill Matriarch and Revolution. A couple of new bands there for you. Any more information you'd like on those new bands, feel free to email us and we'll forward them on to you. Right, we're going to have Led Zepp now, with Hats Off to Roy Harper, and then the man Roy Harper himself.
Second lady, I understand. God were a DJ, he'd be on this station.
Radio Sanity.
107 FM.
Sunrise! The milkman rides his clanging cow. The sun explodes above the brow. The village venom's daily vow. The can't tell when from anyhow. Has seized the grip upon its plow and knows how much to raise a brow when steps are taken to allow a thoughtful thought to take a bow. But all the time, it's now somehow. All the time, it's now. And Sergeant Sunshine's made the choice. Sergeant Sunshine smokes the choice. Sergeant Sunshine struck for light outside the city hall. With the sky so blue to fall into and disappear today. Mum is heard to say, a stitch in ten saves nine astraying. Hey look, even the sun kneels down to pray. Sergeant Sunshine knows his faults. He rides the endless next last waltz. Says he loves his liver salts. And the moon speaks English, true or false.
And all the time, it's now somehow.
All the time, it's now.
Sergeant Sunshine. Sergeant Sunshine. Sergeant Sunshine.
Oh, my dear, in time traveler.
Bit of a Roy Harper fest on the night radio Xanadu. Kate Bush with You, and featuring Roy Harper on vocals. Roy Harper himself with Sergeant Sunshine, and Led Zeppelin with a hats off to Roy Harper. Speaking of Roy Harper, a prize of something, I don't know what, to anyone who can name the Pink Floyd track that Roy Harper sang the vocal on before the end of the show. So you've got half an hour to tell me which Pink Floyd track did Roy Harper sing the vocal on. Let me know, and you can win a prize, something like a, I don't know, what can we give away? A baked potato? We've got a baked potato cooking in the microwave. You can have a baked potato, okay? You can tell me that. It's radiox@rock.com, radioxanadu.co.uk in the chat room. 07548325107 on the text. 07548325107. Facebook, Radio X space Xanadu, X-A-N-A-D-U. Or Windows Live Messenger, Xanadu997@rock.com. Right, back to the music. A little bit of Gary Moore and Empty Rooms here on 107.
was like any normal day. On his way out of the house, he went to the kitchen drawer and took out a knife. But what followed was far from normal. Two paramedics in blood-stained overalls, the police, a surgeon, his crying mother, his victim's grieving family and angry friends, and then a judge, a coffin, and a prison guard. Carry a knife, and the consequences will follow. Go to droptheweapons.org. Metropolitan Police.
Radio Xanadu.
In the light of the day, you can hear the old ones say, was the sound last night the wind? Can you feel the change begin? By the fall of the snow, a single soul will go. With footsteps on the white, there's an change begin. By the end of the rain, the feeling's passed again. From the things that snap and bite, an unholy light. There's a hole in the sky. Something evil's passing by. What's to
very nice smells here in the Xanadu studio. Baked potatoes cooking nicely. Yum yum. That was Rainbow with Run with the Wolf, and preceding that, Gary Moore, Empty Rooms. Right, while the microwaves are beeping away in the background, I think we'll have a bit of Jagsy Dodd. The Day the World Stopped Working.
To end all parties, it was the party of the year. The day the well stopped working, they came from everywhere, from every wicked walk of life, from every occupation, to the biggest party ever seen in this redundant nation. time to let your hair down, time to go berserk. Librarians shouted at the top of their voices the day they abolished work. The joiner was smoking dovetail joints, completely unaware that the hotel porter was on his case at the party of the year. The butcher minced about the floor, the baker was off his cake, and a precious salesman had been sold down the river by a Samaritan on the make. The bouncers smiled and hugged the guests never yet seen before, and a mathematician was under suspicion, out for the count on the floor. The crane driver picked up bits of strange, some chairman had a sit-in, and the feminists dismissed the twists of a female's intuition. A chiropodist arrived on foot, and while a teacher was becoming naughty, the mechanic listened to his favourite band, WD-40. Everyone was enjoying themselves. They danced without a care, while a desperate hairdresser combed the room, looking for anything spare. The greengrocer looked a bit cabbaged. Weightlifters began to weep, while the man who'd been selling everybody's speed had fallen fast asleep. Plasterers were plastered, the tailors were all in stitches, and an usherette with a man she just met had pissed off to the pitchers. Pest control men were rat-arsed, glazers became a pain, and a council gardener weed in the bed of a hotel room in Spain. Nice. There was a bus conductor into animal rights, confiscating people's fares, and a sad comedian with a false cap's accent went from bad to worst. The upholsterer would never recover from the comfort of an old armchair, and no one could remember why they were there at the party of the year. The customs man was strip-searched, things began to worsen. They found pills and pots and things you should not find concealed on a customs person. The tiny weatherman was under the weather, passing wind into the party air. Just then a farmer discovered crop circles dotted about in his pubic hair. Fitter turners took it in turns, teetotalers turned to drink. I turned to a friend of mine and said, tell me what you think. He said, I think it's gone rather well. I'm not at all surprised. I haven't laughed so much, I think, since the Blue Peter garden got vandalized. And the man from the doll said with a smile, which resembled more of a smirk, you can have a nice lie in Tomorrowland, because there's no such thing as work.
hypnotized by the unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slavered, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Funnel rose, then an invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. Every tree and bush became a mass of flames at the touch of this savage, unearthly heat ray. Of safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. At last I reached Maybury Hill, and in the dim coolness of my home, I wrote an account for my newspaper before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep. Thank you. railway station to buy the paper. Around me, the daily routine of life, working, eating, sleeping, was continuing serenely as it had for countless years. Horsell Common, the Martians continued hammering and stirring, sleepless, indefatigable, at work upon the machines they were making. Now and again a light, like the beam of a warship's searchlight, swept the common, and the heat ray was ready to follow.
Alright, from the awesome album War of the Worlds, Mr. Jeff Wayne, along with many others, and Horsell Common and the Heat Ray. Before that we had Jegsy Dodd and the original Sinners, The Day the World Stopped Working. Rainbow Run with the Wolf. Time I wasn't here, I'm going to hand you over to the People's Republic of Ansdell coming up right after Lee Saunders. And tomorrow's going to be a lovely day. I hope so. Thanks for listening.
What happened to Les's cars?
Les hasn't been on. He's not back from his bingo yet. Sorry, Les, you're too late. I'll get Russell to play you the cars when he comes on at 11. If you're about. Anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted.
I am female,
Lee Saunders, tomorrow's going to be a lovely day. Thanks for listening. Speak to you later.
With pride in respect of those who died.